Praise the Lord. Good to be saved.
Amen. Amen. I don't know what the idea is. They're putting a watermelon between two celery sticks. Amen. You notice that? Two little guys and big old watermelon. I've been sitting back there thinking about that. Maybe I'm hungry. I don't know. Amen. I'm glad I'm the watermelon. You know, you got to thump that watermelon. Amen. See, it was good. I hope I'm ripe this morning. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Turn over to Philippians. Philippians. Chapter 4. We'll be starting in verse 10. Amen. I don't have no great thing to teach this morning. I'm going to try to get you to shout. Amen. That's what I'm trying to do. What my prayer is, we need to have a meeting. You need to get took off. If morning service don't get took off, evening service never going to get taken off. Amen. 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 Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Father, we come before you, Lord, and God, oh Father, we need you. Lord, I'm a nothing and a zero, and Lord, I can do nothing without you. And Lord, I know that. Lord, I know I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Lord, you called me to preach, and I'm standing in that place, Lord. You called me into this, Father, and I'm dependent upon you, Lord. God, now have your will in your way. Fill me, Lord. Touch me with thy mighty hand. Help me, Father. And dear God, I'll give you all glory and praise. And I ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Philippians chapter 4 in verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were all so careful, but ye lacked opportunity. I tell you, we got an opportunity to do something this morning. Amen. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. As a young Christian, this is one of the first verses that I learned. This is the verse. When I learned this verse, I didn't know a whole lot about Bible. I didn't know a whole lot about anything. But I said, that verse is for me. Amen. I didn't know what Paul said. I really didn't understand all that. But that's the one God used on me time and time again. I'm going to give you an outline. I don't know if I'll ever get back to it. I can. That's self. Do all things. That's service. Through. That's supply. Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's our strength. The other night, Brother McGahee preached that nothing is impossible with God. Look at that verse. There's no end to what we can do with this verse. There's no doubt. Amen? When Paul said this, all things, I can do anything. Amen? I just found out that I can do. Amen? I can do, amen. Hey, I tell you what, I tell you this, over and over in my life when, hey, he called me to preach, I argued with that, I didn't want to do it. Hey, you know what verse he used on me? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, amen. Hey, when he called me into evangelism, I said, no, it won't work, Lord, I can't do that. I can't do that, Lord, got too many bills, there's no way I can handle it, amen. And I argued with him, and night up in a room upstairs. I was arguing with the Lord. I was praying and finally said, okay, Lord, I'll do it. I'll show you it won't work. I'll do it. Amen. I know that's not the way you're supposed to do it. Amen. I went to church that morning. There was a missionary friend there. He didn't know anything that was going on. He preached that morning. He preached a message, Hanging On to Plan B. That's the title of his message, amen. What did God do? He said, sell your surveying equipment, amen. So I went to the altar. I surrendered. I'm figuring, you know, it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks, a month, get this all ready. I come back that night, I stood up for the church, told them I'd surrendered to go into evangelism. I was going to sell my surveying equipment, and a guy in the back of the church stood up and said, I'll buy it. Amen! I tell you what, I can do God, amen. I can do religion, amen. I got not a religion, I can do relationship, amen. Somebody gave me a little book. And on the front of that little book, the title of the book is Done. And the book opens up the difference between what everybody else got and what we got. They got a do. We got a done. Amen. 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 I'd like to say, I can praise Him. Amen. I can praise Him. Amen. Hey, I remember the first camp meeting I went to back in 1990 and went down to Brother Harry's. Amen. Hey, from the church where I was, you just didn't praise Him. You didn't shout. Amen. You didn't get excited. Amen. Hey, it was quiet up there in West Virginia, wasn't it? Amen. And I went down there and all of a sudden, all praying, Paul Corneth got up. Glory! 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 Amen! Glory! Amen! Hey, and he started praising. He said, do you think it was crazy? No, I felt God in that place. Amen! I found Him in around it. Amen! And I found out I can do it. Amen! I can praise Him. Are you saved? I said, are you saved? Are you saved? You can praise Him. I can do all things to praise Him. The problem is itself. Amen. You look back there in verse 4 of chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I believe that's got something about praising Him. Amen. Amen. Do you know that anybody can worship God? In the Bible, heathens worship God. Here you're saved and you can't worship Him? A heathen can worship Him. But there's a phrase in the Bible. Worship Him in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Heathen can't worship like that. I read, looking up that phrase, I read that that has to do with the garments of the high priest. That has to do with the holy place. Amen. That has to do with the beauty of the temple, of the tabernacle. Amen. That has to do with the sacrifice. I can sacrifice. Amen. I have a sacrifice. It's the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. It's what Brother Harry preached about. He was put upon the altar. Amen. I have a sacrifice. I can worship God. Amen. Hey, my sacrifice, the lovely Lamb of God, has made me holy and righteous. Amen. And I can sacrifice. Amen. I have a sacrifice. After you got the brazen altar, they had some water. I got some water. Amen. The water of the Word. Amen. To cleanse His church. Amen. Amen. That's what this is all about. That's why we have preachers get up here and preach. So you can get right. Get clean. We want to worship. Amen. Amen. Then we walk on over there to the holy place. I found out this, wherever He is, it's holy. When Moses came up to that bush, it's just any old bush. It wouldn't have mattered. But that place was holy. Never been holy before! That day is holy. Hey, and what did God say? Shuck off your shoes. You're on holy ground. Amen. Joshua went out that day, met the angel of the Lord. I believe that's a reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what that? You know what He told him? You're on holy ground. So where's your holy place? He lives in me. The hope of glory. Amen. I have a holy place. Amen. It's inside my soul. That's why I can worship in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Because He's in me. And where He is, it is holy. Amen. I got some light in there. I got some showbread. Why'd He put God wants to show off? Hey, I got some showbread. It don't get stale. Amen. I studied that. They didn't change it every day, but it stayed fresh. Amen. God's Word is always fresh. Amen. He'll show you something if you get in the showbread. Amen. There was a incense altar. There was some prayer in there. Man, they put that incense in front of that veil. Prayers of the saints. Amen. The holy place. But that veil's not there. Not anymore. God come down and ripped it in two. And now between the holy place and the most holy place, it's just a prayer away. Amen. Amen. See, I only worship in the holy place. Every once in a while, I get prayed over. Amen. It says through His flesh, that is to say the veil over in Hebrews. Amen. Why? Because it's through Christ that I have the right, amen, to go into the holy place. Amen. I don't know whether this is right, but this is the best illustration I could come up with. You know one of those filters? You put in water, and man, whatever it is, it comes in on this side, and when it comes out the other side, all the impurities are on that side. Hey, I'm still in the flesh. Hey, man, I come up to that most holy place, amen. I get to pray and I get right, amen. And all of a sudden, I get a step through the veil, amen. Hey, and I've left all the wickedness and all the unrighteousness, amen, behind me. And for a little while, I stepped in over into the most holy place and I can worship Him. Amen. Amen. Making sense? Amen. I can live right. Amen. Verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. Amen. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I can live right. Amen. You can live right. I told these guys I'm going to preach to them. You can do right. You can live right if you're saved. Amen. If you're lost and undone, there ain't no hope for you. You're going to hell. Amen. The only hope you got is Jesus Christ. Amen. Then I can do. I can lay down drugs. I can live right. I can quit shooting up. I can quit cheating on my wife. Amen. I can read my Bible. Amen. I can pray. Amen. I can do right. Amen. Hey, it's all in that one verse. The possibilities are unlimited. Amen. No greater supply of strength. No greater supply of power than Christ. Paul here is old. He's getting next to the end of his ministry. Amen. And he's writing the Philippian church. Because they had befriended him. That church, I believe, was dear to Paul. They sent for his needs. And he was writing them. And he kind of mentioned, through my life, amen, I know how to be abased. And I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need. The older you get in Christ, the more real this verse becomes. When I was just young in Christ, I just believed it. I'd never lived it. I've been saved for a while now. I'm starting to be called one of the older preachers. Amen. Not as old as Brother Harry and Brother Tab. Amen. But I look back on my life and I said, I've done things I never imagined I could do. Amen. I remember the first time I got on an airplane. Brother Everett is down at Shady Acres, and Brother Farley said, y'all use some of these evangelists. Brother Everett come up. Said, I want you to come. Gave me a date. The only way to get there and where I was going to be was to get on the airplane. Never been on one. I'm a hillbilly. Amen. I ain't never been nowhere. Why would you leave wild, wonderful West Virginia, almost heaven? Amen. Amen. And I remember me and Janet getting on that airplane. Were you scared? Yeah. But that small, still voice was saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. And we got on that, and one of them was a window seat, and Janet said, I'm not sitting by the window. You sit by the window. I know the theory. If the window busted, you'd suck me in there and she'd be saved. Amen. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Amen. So what'd you do? I took the window seat. Amen. I mean, looking from the outside, I didn't think this thing would get off the ground anyway. Amen. We got on there, and after the struggle of getting my seatbelt on, amen. Sir, do you need extender? No, I don't need extender. What'd you do? I sucked it up. Amen. Amen. We got on there, and we're taking off. What are you doing? I'm praying. Janet's praying. She's gripping my hand so tight it left fingernail marks in it. Amen. All we could think of is all we saw in the news about plane crashes. Amen. No survivors. Amen. We got up there in the air. We're flying 30-some thousand feet. I ain't never been on that high, no matter what you've been on. Amen. We're up there flying, and I look out the window. Everything is real small. And I look at my seatbelt. Oh, I can't see my seatbelt. I feel my seatbelt. Amen. And I think, if we fall 30-some thousand feet, this seatbelt is not going to save me. So I started praying to the Lord. I said, we're in the air now, Lord. Keep us in the air. Amen. About that time, I was looking out the window, and we flew into cloud cover. White clouds just all below us. Amen. Just so happened our plane got in between the cloud and the sun. And there was a circular rainbow that appeared on that cloud. And the shadow of our plane was right in the center of the rainbow. I know that might happen all the time. But you're talking to a hillbilly who'd never been in the plane. Amen. To me, that was a message from God. Amen. It's all right. I got you covered. Amen. I knew what the rainbow meant. Amen. It's a promise of God. Amen. I can do all things because He's always with me. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. Amen. Woo! Amen. I like it. It was circular. Wow, there wasn't no way in. And there wasn't no way out. Amen. Surrounded by the promises of God. Amen. I can look for Him. Verse 5, the Lord is at hand. So you worry about the economy? I am rejoicing. You worried about Obama? I am rejoicing. You worried that they're going to... Right now, they're preparing... The report is that they're preparing a military attack in the Persian Gulf. Amen? That there's plans to go against Israel. So you worried... I am rejoicing. Why? He's coming back. Everything's wicked and undone. Our government's falling apart. The whole world, amen. It's all going to cashless society. It's all going to government control. It's all falling into place, what the Bible said. Hey, the Lord's coming back. I'm excited, brother. Amen. How about you? Amen. Hey, I can look for Him because the Bible said I should look for Him. Amen. He's coming. He's coming. I can do all things through Christ with strength. Amen. He said, be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication. Giving thanks. I can pray. And I can thank Him. Amen. Amen. Prayer is the greatest tool that a Christian has. And it's the one that we don't use. It's the one that we access His power by. You have not because you ask not. Amen. Thank God I can pray. Amen. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. I can have peace. The flesh has no peace. The flesh hasn't been in a battle with food as long as I've been alive. Amen. Doctor says you need to lose weight. Wife says you need to lose weight. Self says you need to lose weight. Joints hurt, ache, cry out, lose weight. Amen. But inside here, peace. peace. I don't understand everything. I don't understand why some people wouldn't want to praise Him that are saved. Don't understand that. Don't understand that. I don't understand why some of you don't want to serve Him. I don't understand that. I don't understand why you don't listen to Paul. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You can't even present your body at church on a regular basis. I don't understand that. Amen? I don't understand all that's happening in the world. I'll be honest with you. When some preachers preach, I don't understand everything they're saying. Amen? The parts I understand, amen. Amen. You said you're quiet. When they say something I understand, I'll amen them. Amen. But this is what peace has done. Peace has passed all that up. I don't need to understand. It's like you're driving down here and there's that big Mack truck of understanding. And you can't comprehend any hardly any of it. And God says, I give you peace. You just pull out in the passing lane, put it to the floor, go right on past. Amen. A lot of things I don't understand. One day I'll understand it all. Do you want to understand the things that He gives me? I want to understand. But the things that I can't understand, I don't want them to hinder my Christian life. That's where peace comes in. Some of you have no peace. That's why you can't shout. That's why you can't cry. That's why you can't rejoice when they preach on the cross. Amen. Amen. You're all bound up and trying to figure everything out. Well, instead of trying to figure everything out, just enjoy what you know, amen. You know you're saved, don't you? You know you're going to heaven, amen. You know He's real because He dwells in you. Well, then praise Him. Give Him glory, amen. Because He is worthy, amen. In verse 8, I can think right. I can dwell whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just. You guys, you've got to harness your mind with the Word of God. You've got to put it within the constraints of God. And if every man in here would be true, he would tell you that we all fight that battle. I fight it, and I believe every other preacher in here fights it. We've got to grab that man, that imagination, and put it in constraint with God's Word. We have to control it. I can't do that. I don't have to let my imagination run wild. But I have to have my substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So what is the substance of faith? The Word of God. And it's the substance that we put in us that controls our minds. You put the world in your head, you'll have the world in your head. Substance abuse. Familiar term that we have today. What makes a drunkard a drunkard is substance. What makes a drug addict, his substance. What makes a drug addict do what he does? What gives him the insane ability to go out and rob from his family, steal, cheat, all to get that substance? What makes a Christian a Christian? What makes him serve God? What makes him step out into the realms of impossible? Amen! It's our substance. I've got to have it. I've got to have it. Amen. You say, what's Brother Coley on? It's his substance. Amen. Hey, if I don't get it daily, I ain't got it. Amen. I don't have that power. I don't have that strength. Amen. I need my substance. Amen. I need a heavenly substance. I need the Word of God. Amen. And I can keep my mind right. Amen. Amen. Then I'd like to say, I can serve Him. I can serve Him. I can control self, but I can serve Him. I can preach, not because of me, because through Him, because of the supply. Amen. I've learned to trust Him. Amen. There's times in my life, we were having Bible school one year. My dad and mom pulled out T-bone crash. Guy hit him. He didn't have no license. Going 75, 80 miles an hour, hit him in the side. Right in front of the church. I went outside. My wife had a hold of the guy that had got out of the car. And she was hitting him saying, "You killed Mom and Dad! You killed Mom and Dad!" And I looked over at the car. And I said, "I can't do this." But then there was a power. And a calmness. It came upon me. Amen. And I walked toward the car. And I stuck my head in there. And they were both alive. Amen. My dad, they gave him a 50-50 chance of making it. He broke all his ribs. And then he got pneumonia. We was having Bible school that week. And they said, "Preacher, you want to call off Bible school?" Something inside of me. I wanted to. Something inside of me said, "No." And I said, "No." And I drive up there during the day. A 2-hour drive, and I'd be with my dad and come home for Bible school. And that week we had 27 kids saved. I can do all things. People around me said, "You can't do that, preacher." But God was saying, "You can do it." Time and time again, when there was crisis in my life, this verse came back to me. This verse reassured me. In sickness, in debt, finances, trouble. The things He's done for me. Why? Because I serve Him. My Lord takes care of His servants. We have no need. Every need supplied. Amen. Takes care of us. Amen. Watches over us. Time my wife's been sick. They don't know why her blood's all right now. They don't have any answer. I've got an answer. Amen. It's because we serve Him. And He ain't done with us yet. He said, "Why, Brother Danny Hall still sitting over there?" Because He served Him. He just won't quit. Amen. He just won't quit. I know sometimes he'd like to stay at home. Amen. I know sometimes he's all worried. But there's a voice inside of him saying, "Danny, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. You can do it." Amen.
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 I get upset. Somebody tells me, "You can't do that." I tell my kids, they say, "I can't do that." I say, "That's not in the Bible. You can do it." Amen. I tell you what, some of you need to get. You need to get a case of the can-dos. You're sitting back saying, "God's going to do this. God's going to do that." Not until you do something.
I can do. Amen. Paul's talking about himself. He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. He needs a body.
Present your bodies. Why does he need a body? He is an invisible God. In order for him to be seen, he needs a body to use. Amen. It might be a watermelon body. It might be a celery stick body. It doesn't matter to him. He'll get glory out of it either way. Amen. Amen. Serve. Supply. I talked to the Marines. My son's a Marine. I said, you eat well over there? He said, oh yeah, every weekend we had steak. Amen. I said, they fed us good. Amen. Hey, as Americans, most Americans want our military to have all the best they can have. We want them to have the best equipment, the best arms. Amen. But now you realize that costs something. I mean, they just don't float out in thin air. Amen. It costs something. Well, God wants His army to have the best armor, the best supply, the best food, the best friends. I look around here, I've got some of the best friends. Amen. I look around, I'm blessed. I got friends. Amen. I got friends. God has supplied those. Amen. The supply of God. I've got the best Bible. I've got the only Bible. Amen. He's given me the best of everything. Amen. When the prodigal come back, he didn't say give him a robe. He said give him the best robe. What do you think? I got the best one. Amen! I'm clothed with garments of righteousness. He has imputed to me His righteousness. Therefore, I'm welcome into the holy place of God because of Christ's righteousness. He's given me the best armor, the best robe. Amen. The best place. I'll give a reference to heaven. Amen. He's given me the best place. But this is the way I feel. The place that He's given me to stand is the best place. I'm glad He's given me some ways to serve Him. Something to do for Him. The supply. Amen. And you could go on and on and on. But we're stopping. The strength of God. Strength to overcome our addictions, our flesh, the world. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Would to be God it was like that. Because I think I could whip several people in here. I'm bigger. Nothing else, I'll follow them. But I don't wrestle with you. I'm trying to wrestle you away. You know that word wrestle doesn't have the means of destroying. What are we wrestling with? I'm wrestling with that power that's got a hold of you, whatever it might be. Power of education. Most of us are educated to believe that there is no God and the Word of God is not real. We wrestle them from that. the power of entertainment. Used to, when you went into a place to witness and the TV was on, they would reach over and turn off the TV and they'd listen to the preacher. It's not like that anymore. We have to wrestle them from that. The power of economics. Most Christians give out of their circumstances, out of their abundance, because they don't need anything from God. Amen. And we have to wrestle them and show them that you don't give just because you got it extra. You give to God because you need God. Like that woman that had the two mites. She gave out of her need, not her abundance. And when God says give, amen, you said, I don't have this extra, and you refuse to do that, He's trying to bless you. Amen. Amen. Because you don't need God. You don't need His approval. You don't need His touch. You just don't need Him. I need Him. Because Christ said this, another can do. You can do nothing without me. Amen. I can do all things. Is there any doubt in that? Is there? Paul was sure of it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. What's God been calling you to do? Used to at camp meetings, we'd have young men surrender to preach. We've had young people come and surrender to the mission field. I remember this church, the altar was filled. Do you really need God? Do you really want Him? I want to be an I can do.
Amen.
Dear God, we come before You. We ask You now, Lord, to have Your will in Your way. God, I love You. God, time's approaching. We're running out. If we're going to do anything, Father, I need to make the decision. In Christ's name, amen.